patient named Jeffrey Leclaire, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-L-E-C-L-A-I-R-E. Date of birth 7/29/1953. Date of procedure October 23, 2023. Patient performing Babu Mohan Kama MD. Referring doctor Hui H-U-Y-U-V-U. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy with polypectomy. Indication colorectal cancer screening. Past history of colon cancer. History of biopsy esophagus without dysplasia. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Possible complications could include bleeding, infection, perforation, retraction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions in the patient. The patient is aggressive. Patient has a position. Status: progress. Service will be through the column video. Gastroscope was introduced into the surface and by the Arab therapy rhythm. Carefully monitor the number second therapy rhythm. Small Jesus was the target. Reflex was the cardiac. The person from the gastroscope. This concluded the colonoscopy. The patient under the colonoscopy. The gastroscope was performed. We will look at the colonoscopy. The colonoscopy was introduced into the rectum and by the Arab therapy sequence. The patient was the first hospital. Okay. Sorry, delete that. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the surgical anastomosis area, which was identified by the presence of side-by-side anastomosis. Careful examination was made of this anastomotic area, transverse colon, splenic flexure, the semicolon, sigmoid colon on the rectum. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Boston ball preparation score was 3 for semicolon, 3 for transverse, 3 for semicolon. Withdrawal time was 14 minutes. Patient tolerated the possible recovery procedure and complication. Findings: upper endoscopy, Z line irregular at 43 cm, biopsied for biopsy esophagus. Esophagus otherwise normal. Stomach, small sub-centimeter erythematous polyps were noted. These were biopsied for histology. Duodenum normal. Colonoscopy exam, surgical anastomosis noted. And anastomotic area appeared normal. Transverse colon polyps, two of them, 1 cm each. Both were removed by cold snare polypectomy. Sigmoid colon polyp, 1/2 cm removed by cold biopsy forceps. Rectal polyp, 1/2 cm removed by cold biopsy forceps. Medium to moderate size external non-bleeding hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexed view. Impression: irregular Z line, small stomach polyps, surgical anastomosis in the colon, transverse colon polyps times 2, sigmoid colon polyp times 1, rectum polyp times 1, hemorrhoids, small, moderate, external. Plan follow up in the office to discuss biopsy results. Recommend repeat EGD in 3 years for Barrett's surveillance. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years for colorectal cancer surveillance. End of dictation.